really have anybody much to talk to, too.
No, you don't seem that old, really. You seem younger.
Did you think I was younger than Sarah?
You seem like you're about 22 or 20.
Oh, that's true.
Really? You don't seem old at all. And old to me is probably about 20.
I know. Listen, I can remember when 20 was old to me. Oh, that's really good.
I'm not saying that. Really, you do look young now. Your hair is short and everything. Like Sarah would, hers all puffy and all. If you wore yours all puffy and, you know.
And
Sarah dresses real, you know.
Yeah, and I wear jeans and everything. Yeah. I think of myself as, I think that I stopped when I was about 18, and I still, you know, I think of my mind is still at age 18 because I feel more comfortable. Now, if they were getting water off of the swamp, what would you say they had to do to it? If you had to get water off vegetables, what would you have to do to them?
Water vegetables, drain.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what they would, if they were draining a swamp, do you know what you call the thing that you would dig?
No.
Okay. Anything that you might dig, anything you wouldn't, that somebody would dig along the side of a road.
A trench.
Yes, very good. Would a trench and a ditch be the same to you?
No.
What would be the difference?
Well, a trench is smaller, so to drain out of a ditch.
Okay, very good. And would a ditch have to be dug by, I mean, would it have to be man-made, or could it be something?
No.
Oh, it wouldn't. It could be something that was natural.
Well, there's puddles, but I mean, there can be natural ones.
Okay. Now, a place, like a deep gouged out place that a stream or something might have made, you know, in a field or I guess even in a person's yard. Do you know what you call that? Like sort of where the water hit or something, or maybe even rain could do it over a period of time, just washed out kind of a deep place.
Well, not really a ditch, there's probably another word for it.
I'll give you words if you know this word, gully.
Gully?
Yeah. You know gully.
Gully,
that
right.
Something. Yeah, okay, that describes it. Okay. How about like in a road, if you know, like if you're on a dirt road and there's kind of a gouged out place in a road, what would you call that?
Dip.
Okay. Now talking about streams of water flowing along, and starting with, like, the smallest one you could think of, what would you call it?
Of a stream?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Stream's the only thing I can
stream's
think of.
Stream's the only thing you think of? Okay. What would be bigger then? Next thing.
And how big of extreme are you talking about? Yeah. I mean, they could go on and on, really.
Okay. You've got a stream, and then a little bit bigger than a stream might be,
creek,
right. And then what would be bigger than a creek would
pond.
Be? Alright. And then
a lake, a river, ocean.
Okay. Okay. Can you name some like creeks and stuff like that around here? Around in the Little Rock area?
Darn. Well, Boyle Park has a, you know, a little stream.
Oh.
Kind of like, not real, well, kind of a stream or pond or something in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an Otter Creek, and I'm sure there's a creek somewhere because it's named after it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Around someplace, and that's the only ones I can think of, really.
Okay.
I don't know that much about it.
What would you call just a small rise in the land?
A hill.